Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Marcotte is so good.
Yes.
I mean, he's so good that I don't know if we're going to be able to explain a piece of it by the time we get to December of this year, because it's just, he's just, the things he's doing. And he's doing it for a reason. He's good. He's blessing his folks, you know. But also, there's a harvest coming. I mean, a huge harvest that, you know, reportedly, Bob Jones, over a billion souls, young folks.
Yes.
Coming in. I think about, you know, Emma Hamilton. She's part of the VFM Dream Center, and she's actually probably in the control room right now. But during our bridegroom fast.
Intern.
And she had a dream. The Lord showed her a whole bunch of young people coming to God. You know, which kind of lines up with that word right there. But it's going to take finances. I mean, if you ever bought hair product for this young generation.
Lord.
We're not going to bring Isaiah up right now. But, you know, it takes a lot for that. Well, what the Lord showed me, he showed me very specifically, it was in December. I don't have the date on my notes right here. It was December when he spoke to me.
December 28th.
And I was in this courtroom. And he's showing me how he's going to bring, and he's showing this in a night vision, in a dream, where he's showing me what he's going to do. And as a matter of fact, let's just go. I shared it at the VFN Dream Center. Let's just go there now where you can see and see specifically what God showed me and realize this is, we got to change our mindset. But God's going, I'm going to deliver you. I'm going to set you free. I'm going to bless you. You know, like Pastor John Kilpatrick was saying, you can say what you want to do, but we're going to, this is it. And it's like, okay, we got to change our mind and watch what God said is going to happen when the gavel of judgment is brought down. Let's go to the VFN Dream Center where I shared it. Show me some very specific things. But one thing he said was, everybody doesn't believe that he's doing this, but he's going to do it. So it's like, Lord, help me. Help my unbelief. Help me get over here into the belief factor, right? And so he takes me and he shows me the courtroom. And in this courtroom, everybody was going, it's not going to happen. They've given up. The bad guys are going to win. It's always going to go the bad guy's way. And they just kind of went into it. The prosecutor is looking back at everybody. He's saying, this is going to happen. It's going to work, right? And then the trial begins. There's no belief in the courtroom except for the prosecutor. And as he was beginning to talk, I want you to see this video right here. This is what started happening in the courtroom. It was so thick that you couldn't even see the other side of the courtroom. And the prosecutor turns around and he says, see, I told you. You know, one man says to Jesus, Jesus, I believe, but help my unbelief. We've got God. We want to just, this is what I'm praying during this time. This breakthrough is like, Lord, put us back in the belief area. Right? I believe, but help my unbelief. And so this is just pouring down. Gold flakes are pouring down in this courtroom. That's called breakthrough. That's called wealth transfer. Right? That's just, heaven's just dusting their streets.
Is that awesome? I mean, that didn't even do it justice, because when I saw it, I saw that you couldn't even see across the courtroom. They were so thick. And it wasn't gold dust. It wasn't gold nuggets. It was thicker than this. And you're seeing the people. You're seeing the judge. You're seeing all these things take place. But when that prosecutor turned around and looked at all of us, and it was like nobody, but you know, that's where we were. It's like, how many times are we gonna try to bring justice? And then the prosecutor turns around, looks right at us and says, see, I told you. And this is a raining gold. Whoever thought that would have happened the moment the gavel comes down? But the word of God says this. When the thief is caught, he has to pay back seven times what he stole. So there's so many of you that have been hurting financially. I mean, you may have lost your house or about to lose your house. You lost your job. There's over a million plus folks. How many people unemployed? How many numbers are?
Over a million.
Unemployed folks, that's been for quite some time, more people than ever have been having to live off the government because there's not enough. I mean, just oppression. Companies were leaving, thousands, like 16,000 companies, manufacturing companies have left. And our previous president wasn't even concerned at all. But guess what? God was concerned about it. And these things are coming back. I want to encourage you to get involved in life again. Realize, don't be like the people that God was showing us that we were saying, like, okay, right, it's not going to happen. But
the evil one, the thief, this is what a thief's called a thief, is because they've been taking your stuff. They've been taking your jobs, been taking your family, been taking your spouse, been taking your home, been taking your country, been taking your constitution. God's going, when the thief is caught, it all comes back to you. But not only that, it comes back to you sevenfold. And Pastor Janelle John Kilpatrick's talking about a wealth transfer. I mean, literally a wealth transfer. And you think about it, you think about this, that the top 3%, you know, of our population has almost like 85% of the wealth, something like that.
Yeah.
And it's just ridiculous. And you know what? But, you know, when you heard Jesus in the wilderness and Satan was tempting him, he says, listen, these kingdoms have been given to me. If you bow down and worship me, I'll give them to you. Jesus didn't call him a liar. He didn't correct him. Why? Because it was given to him in the fall of the garden when Adam and Eve, mm-hmm. they fell. And then that's when he got the authority to be able to do the things he was doing here on earth. But Jesus took it back. But understand this, that little small 3%, those few folks, all you got to do is deal with, and obviously the adversary's holding those that 1%.
Because those finances never trickle down into the kingdom of God. I mean, it goes to museums and other things.
Right.
But that's about to end.
When you think about it, so all the darkness has to control is that 1%. But what happens, what's going to happen when you get blessed financially? What happens when you get $100,000? You're going to actually help that lady. You're going to send money to different ministries. You're going to be able to minister without a burden of finances. You're going to be able to just, the enemy knows what you're going to do with those finances.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? God knows what you're going to do with them too. And that wealth transfer is about to take place, but we got to have confidence in God's hand able to deliver us. And it doesn't mean there's not going to be an upheaval. It doesn't mean that there's not going to be turbulence, but understand it's good turbulence. You know, for example, when I was in law enforcement, you know, you're going to a particular disturbance that's taking place and, you know, people are fighting each other. And that's chaos. Well, when the police show up, it doesn't mean there's not going to be a little struggle going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of that struggle, it's good because the bad guy is going to go to jail or the bad girl's going to go to jail. Depends mm-hmm. on the case was. But it doesn't mean that it might not escalate a little bit higher, you know. You know what I'm talking about? Like, mm-hmm. It's like that
escalation.
Kind of
escalation.
Yeah, escalation a little bit. But and don't be panicky over that escalation. Realize that we have a president now that's putting focus on our borders. We got a president that's putting focus on people that are in our country who mean harm to us. In our previous program, if you missed it, you got to catch it, where Kamal Saleem was talking about in 2010, the Border Patrol informed him there was over 450,000 radical jihadist terrorists in America. So they're going to begin to do that. So you're going to see some things probably bubble up. But stay confident. And our law enforcement, I want to say specifically to the law enforcement officers how thankful we are for you that you kept your job, that you didn't walk off, you didn't leave it, you didn't say, who cares, you don't care about me. And literally officers were being assassinated in their cars. They were being killed on the streets in Texas and in Louisiana and in New York. And it was just
all across the country.
And people were unaffected by that, and it, you know, barely. And it's like, dear God, have mercy. And so I really believe, you know, our new president stands with law enforcement. As a matter of fact, I think as we speak, you know, Senator Jeff Sessions is going through the process. And I'm very excited about Senator Sessions going in to be the
next attorney general.
Attorney general.
Highest law enforcement official in the country, right?
They're going to be very supportive of our law enforcement officers. And being a former law enforcement, we put them in a terrible place to say, go out there and keep us safe, but we're going to tie your hands. You know, go out there and protect us, but don't defend yourself. And it was just a terrible place to be in. And it just shows you, if we turn our back on God, it just gets worse and worse and worse. And I thank God that we're turning back to the Lord. But who ever thought? I mean, the moment the gavel came down in that courtroom and God took me in that vision, that night vision, that it was going to start raining gold. The unbelief was there, like, you know, that kind of thing. The prosecutor was convinced, you know, this thing's going to go on. The evil ones are there. The judge is there. And before he even barely gets the case going, I mean, almost seemingly before it even started, the gavel came down and provision, gold started happening. Like, and then he turns around, and this is what God's saying to America. He's going, see, I told you that I'm God. It's like Elijah on top of the mountain. And he's going, who is God? And he's like, is it your God, God, or is Elijah's God, God? And we serve the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And we just saw his hand move powerfully. instead of fire coming down, we're seeing gold come down, provision
right.
come down. And we're going to see it in a big way. In our previous program, we talked about, you know, God's television network and how he's shown that he's going to John. He's going to begin to provide through the broadcast and finances that way. God showed me through Bill Yant that he realized this is the new future for television, for media, for news. This is the new way. You know, we're on every platform you can imagine, mm-hmm. broadcast television. We're on cable. We're on mobile. We're on podcasting. We're every way you could possibly imagine. You know, social media,
every way you can
anywhere
think of.
And everywhere, 100 countries.
Yes.
And so, hey, country. And so, give a shout out there to the people in China today, Yulong in Hong Kong.
Oh yeah,
a friend of mine.
And South Korea, right?
And, yeah, in South Korea. But just as it's exciting to see what's taking place, I'm very encouraged.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.